Welcome to another special teaser preview episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. I'm Josiah Sat for the villain on Twitter. I'm here with my boy.
Hey, it's RG at RG Flores on Twitter.
RG, what's good, dude?
Nothing much, man. Just glad to be back at it. Get going.
Does it feel like it's been a while?
It does. I feel like an eternity. It's funny, like, I was talking to my wife, and I'm like, man, we haven't done it in weeks. I'm like, oh, it's been a week. Because technically,
record before I went to San Diego Comic-Con?
Yeah, we did one before you went to San Diego Comic-Con. And
it still hasn't been released yet.
No.
So we have one banked, technically.
Yeah, we have one banked, so ready to go. We're just back at it. It's the whole thing, just getting our schedules ironed out and all that.
Yeah, and it was a Comic-Con weekend. It was not out of the blue, but
yeah.
At least we banged one out before.
We'll bang one out, so it worked out.
Okay, man. We came across another good topic. This is a throwaway episode again.
Oh, we think it's good, so let's wait till the end.
Okay, true. Okay, now, yesterday we were brainstorming, like, okay, what the fuck do we want to throw at the wall? What do we got going? What do you got? And this weekend, I don't know, I had some downtime, and I'm like, okay, let me just write a few things down. And one of the ideas, you're like, okay, that one sounds good. We can work on that and see what we have and bring whatever we have to the table, dude.
Yeah.
But this one was interesting. I'm really kind of glad you enjoyed it. Do you want to give an insight on it, I guess?
It's a topic where I've always talked about it, but I never thought to talk about it. Like, I always brought it up, and I've known people like this.
Have made reference.
And I've known people on both sides of this, but I've never really just gotten to it. It's pretty much street smart versus book smart.
Yep. I mean, that's the age
it's a basic
old question, and I guess.
Yeah. And there's people, like, you know, lying different sides. And the funny part is people don't know they are this.
You know, that's completely
usually something true. You don't realize, I guess, until somebody actually brings it up or kind of notices about you.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always tried to be kind of walk both lines, you know, to be even. Because I feel no matter what, either way, being too much on one side is going to get you in trouble. So
I feel I'm well read. I'm like, I don't have degrees, but I can hold a conversation.
School of Hard Knocks is a degree.
You know, kind of, dude. I mean, but yeah, you'd School of Hard Knocks.
But so the thing is, like, as long as you're open to knowledge, you'll have it.
Yeah.
So it's great. So let's just get started. So
okay,
how do you want to do this?
Okay, let's hit first the article I came across. And I don't think this article takes either side, but it's pretty much just a breakdown of, like, okay, well, let's see what's going on between both. And then we're going to go into our pros and cons for each. And then cons for each. And then we both took a test today.
Oh, yeah, we took a test, and we'll find out.
We'll talk about it. Let's take our time with these, and we don't have a time limit. So technically, if we want to go 45 minutes, an hour, we can go an hour,
we'll
2 hours.
Take us where it needs to take
Definitely,
us.
Definitely. All right, this one came off of the Minds Journal, Book Smart versus Street Smart, or both. The two important aspects of smartness. When it comes to smartness, it can be divided down into two broad categories. One is book smarts, whereas the other is street smarts. Book smarts refers to the education, schooling, and other kinds of knowledge that one has acquired. It solely is a theoretical understanding of facts or ideas, whereas street smarts refers to the experiential knowledge on things. Jeez, that don't sound like either right now. While which one is more helpful can be a matter of debate and also depends on the context, it is generally seen that the street smarts weigh more on the scale when it comes to making one's way to success. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Kind of. Yeah.
Well, it's going to come down to balance. We'll get into it.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
There's
definitely
no clean thing cut
answer. And listeners, again, this is a throwaway episode for a reason, because it's like, okay, if we ever need to go more in depth, we can always jump
back. Based on what people kind of give us some feedback, we can always hit it back.
Definitely. Again. Okay, we all go to school and college for education and to increase our prospects of getting a job. There are some who excel in academics and land up with a job that pays well. But book smarts can only get you as far. A practical and rational understanding of your situation is what you need to push yourself forward. Street smarts rely more on intuition in order to plan their next move. According to them, their real-life experiences are their primary sources of knowledge. They never hold on to what is written in a book as something sacred and to be followed. The main distinction between the two is the difference between the sources of their knowledge. Book smarts derive their knowledge from theories and books, and street smarts from experiences. Again.
Yeah, okay. Just a brief overview.
Pretty much. We're still going to go finish this up, and then we'll jump into ours.
Okay.
Again, we're not in a rush, and take your time when you go through yours. Be as descriptive as you can. Go off, dude. Relying on the theoretical knowledge all the time can lead to up to disastrous consequences because a little pragmatism is always necessary to analyze your current situation and determine what you are going to do next. An ability to do math can help you through a test, but it becomes redundant when it comes to getting yourself out of an unfortunate situation. Yeah. Okay, let me talk about this real quick. When teachers told you in high school, oh, math is the wave of the future. You need to learn so much math because you're going to use it on in everyday.
Yeah, well,
scale.
Here's the
was
thing.
Was that bullshit looking back?
No, in a way, it's not. It's not
calculus
what you know.
On a day-to-day
it's not what you know. It's how you practice it.
True.
Because many times you just have to learn. It's a mindset of how your day-to-day life, like breaking stuff up and just doing basic, quick math. And I think this helps you kind of practice that. So, I mean, in a way, you're not going to be doing like these large, at least in your day-to-day life. But it does help you kind of like you even breaking down change.
Yeah, okay, true. Okay, no, on that aspect, yeah, that's what I get. But like algebra, calculus, like
it depends. I mean, there's some careers. A lot of times too, it's gonna go into education too. We might do this one day. But education is like we're educated to pretty much become professors in university. Sometimes we're not educated, sadly, in school for the real world or to kind of be critical thinkers. We're just taught to kind of become professors or not, you know, kind of like regurgitate stuff from a book.
I like where your mind's going because that goes perfect with our topic for today. All right, so we have next is going to be, it is also a myth that you need to excel in school in order to earn a lot. Neither Steve Jobs nor Mark Zuckerberg had college degrees, and yet they are billionaires.
Yeah.
Okay. What you rather need is the courage to take risks and survive accordingly. You need to understand that when you are reading a book, you're having to look at someone else's perspective. It doesn't matter how intelligent the writer himself, herself is, as we are all different people in different situations. Someone else's approach to life might not necessarily work in ours.
And it's funny, that reminded me, I listened to a podcast called How I Built This, where they interview a lot of, what you want to call it, successful people that started their businesses. It could be online.
Entrepreneurs. Like
yeah, entrepreneurs. Right? Yeah. So the thing with them is like at the end, the host always asks, how much percentage is your smart, your intelligence, and how much is it luck? And every single person that I can remember has said it's all luck. It's not even like, oh, happily I went, to, or luckily I went to school for 10 years. Or blah, blah. They're like, no, I just learned from every experience I had. And also, I just was able to maybe run into the right person. Or I went to school and sat next to the right guy. But it wasn't like
so
the
right
actual
place, right time type.
Yeah. So there's certain people that, and they were just kind of like falling, but they were taking opportunity. They took the opportunity that was presented to them. So they were just ready to take that opportunity when it crossed them.
That would be right place, right time. Tub.
Yeah. So, but none of these people that are multimillionaires ever said, well, good thing I said it. I went to school for 10 years.
And I have nothing to show.
No, they were like, I went to school for a year, met this guy or girl, whoever, like my partner who helped me start this business. And we went from there.
That's pretty much what it is. So like it was my roommate. He was a stoner, but
it's like Facebook. It wasn't the school. It was the place where they were, those people together. So the school brought them together, but the school didn't necessarily create their drive or their imagination. Like, they already had that in them.
Which is a great – which was a thought I came across right now. It was like, you don't even have to be smart to come up with a good idea.
You have to be a good judge of talent. So when you meet people, you're like, this person is somebody like I can work with.
Yeah,
so it's more like finding the right people to bring out – a certain your inspiration and stuff like that.
Do you think that alone falls into one of the two categories?
That's more. I think that's more. But these people, I think, are a combination because all these were to begin with are smart, which are like, oh yeah, I read or this song was cool. The subject was cool, so I decided to read up on it. So they know the power and the importance of like learning, but also they know how to network. They know, so they have the balance.
And that's the thing.
Because a lot of the ones that had issues were people that were not social, so they had a hard time meeting. So they it's like Wozniak and Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, yes.
One was very social. The other one was like, so one was the brain. The other one was the salesman. Without each other, and that's the balance. Even though one was an extreme and the other one was an extreme, together they balanced it out and they were able to create something because they both combined to have an overall balanced strength.
Exactly. Now, funny because actually the next paragraph, and I'm going to finish up, round it up, but that's a good point. I mean, you really kind of got me into that podcast and I listened to it like when I really have nothing else to listen to.
Yeah.
But it's a really good fucking podcast. Like if you – have that one good idea, yeah. dude. That's all it takes.
Yeah, because they good say idea. Like, "Oh, I'm not that smart," or "I'm not there." These people had. I'm like, no. A lot of them is just being able to see an opportunity and take it.
So, you have enough balls to do it. Yeah. Wow, that's what I'm saying, dude. Okay. Okay. Book smarts are people who are more adept at following rules than leading. Off of that sentence alone, do you consider yourself a leader or a follower? I find myself a leader, natural born, just leader.
But this is the thing. I feel like I'm both. I'm one of those people that like to observe and kind of figure people out first before jumping in. So, like, if I go into a situation, so in a situation where, like, okay, that guy seems to have a better, or a girl, have a handle on the whatever we're trying to do.
True that, true that.
Cool. I'll just support them and I'll help them. I'll help them succeed in whatever we're trying to do.
Agreed, agreed.
But okay. If I see them, I'm like, dude, nobody's picking up the slack. I'll jump in and be like, cool. Then guess what? If nobody's going to do it, I'll do it, and I'll lead it to the best of my ability.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll back you up on that. Cause, like, you need to know when to step back and it's like, okay,
yeah,
you're not succeeding here. So now it's time for me to get my hands dirty.
But you have to know yourself too. Know that, like, I'm not going to jump in and lead this thing knowing that I'm not prepared.
You brought up a great point though, is observing.
You have to observe a lot of people. You have to, and know the people that are around you.
Okay. I'm liking this topic already.
Yeah.
All right, dude, we're going to hit it real quick. They can store information, route formulas, and can work hard when given a definite objective. They are incapable of making quick decisions. Wow, that's a typo right there. That's not me. I know, right? Yeah, it's not me, dude. Decisions based on foresight and instinct. The more you are informed about your surroundings, the less exposed you shall be. You shall be dangerous, and the risk of failures shall be in danger. Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, it's more like walking with what are they called? Like the horses, the blinds? What do they call those?
Oh, yes.
You see like certain goals. You see one thing, but your peripheral vision is shot.
So tunnel vision for the
tunnel vision. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Last one's going to be the ability to read into other people's natures can help you make the right impression in your workplace. And moreover, there can be no replacement for hard-earned experiences, as you can truly learn things by failing and then trying to understand where you went wrong and avoiding such mistakes in the future. Funny. When I recorded an episode in San Diego Comic Con, I said that, like, I think it was Ronald Reagan. It's like one of his sayings, like, you know, I failed today. I'm going to go back home, realize or take a look at what I did, how I failed, learn from it, go back out and attack it.
Wait, here's a joke. What was it? I think it's I'm going to be wrong, but the WD-40. You know why it's called WD-40?
I have a feeling I should know this. Negative.
WD-40, I heard the story that there's 39 failed recipes for it. So WD-40 was the 40th try at this product. And once it worked, they're like, well, that's WD-40. So we're going to call it WD-40.
How cool is that? Is that bullshit? Well,
No.
I mean, like, is that bullshit?
Up to this point, no. It's not bullshit. And there's the other one. Was it Edison with the light bulb? He's like, I didn't fail. I just learned, like, was it like 100 ways of not to make a light bulb?
There you go.
So it depends how you see it. So it just depends how you see it.
And on that note, we did come up with our own list. I guess we're going to start off. Give me pros for street smarts. I'm sorry. Let's do
the book smart.
Book smart. Yes. First. Sorry about that.
All right. So cons. Pros for book smart. I think it's funny. Like, for book smart, like, I'm trying not to be like one sided, but book smart is great. Like, for if you're going to be, I think, a professor, like, if you're going to be, like to read and, like, knowledgeable, stuff like that. Like, when you're in the educational system,
okay,
you do great. Because book smart people are the ones that are, like, great at, what is it called? Like, trivia.
You know,
trivia, because they can retain a lot of information. So it's great for retaining information. When you're book smart, it's great for just being overall knowledgeable. This is a tough one, because, like I said, I'm talking more, like, extreme, I'm guessing, for book smart. I've known people that are book smart.
Okay.
I will mention names.
Same.
And this person was like, oh, she gets straight A's in school, gets all this stuff done.
Yeah.
And like, oh, that's great. And like, but she has a hard time getting a job.
Okay.
But I think if you want to be a professor and you want to be in the academic kind of atmosphere, it's great for you. Because all of that is regurgitating that.
Which you have been taught or read out of a book.
Yeah.
Okay, now, funny story, same story really, is like, I know a lot of people, like, I'm not going to mention names either, but I know a lot of people that have even will try to make you look bad by saying, I'm smarter than you because I went to the school and I have this degree. And it's like, first of all, you're dumber by far. Like, you know, I need a degree to prove, first of all, I'm smarter than you. But that people have the nerve to say I'm smarter than you because X is bullshit to me. How do you feel about that?
Like I said, I'd rather be witty than book smart. Because witty is a kind of way of being good at conversation and good at talking with people. Mm-hmm. And that's using your knowledge and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But people that tell me that, I'm like, I don't really care. Because that's like I value certain things a different way. And yeah, true. It's great. I mean, like, if that's your career, like, you want to be in school for 15 years and you got all this stuff, great. But hopefully you have some kind of balance because it's not. If you don't, it's going to be a tough time, you know, translating that.
It almost sounds like we're bashing. What are other pros you
got? For book smart, like, I honestly couldn't get anything past, like, being in academics.
Okay.
Or being, like, maybe, I just can't get past, if you're, like, I said, I'm going more with the extremes, academics, because a lot of people can just regurgitate information, like, oh, I learned this, I read all day, and it's, you know, maybe, I don't know. Maybe since I don't consider myself, like, it sounds terrible, book smart. Like, even saying it, like,
It sounds bad.
Like, I'm bashing myself if I say, like, I don't think I'm book smart. It makes it sound like I'm not a very smart person.
No, but the conversations we have in general, Carl's fucking book smart, too, though. But we're all book smart, but we're all fucking street smart, too.
But I'm saying we have that balance, because we know how to retain information. And, like, cool, just kind of file it away.
We don't have dumbed down conversations. Like,
it gets pretty deep.
Yeah.
But that's the tough part I had with this subject is that I'm such a strong believer in that middle ground that it's hard to see, like, beyond, like I said, book smart beyond academics. Agreed. Beyond, like, I don't know, like, what do you think, like, writing books? Or something writing manuals. Like, I don't know.
I love this. We don't sound book smart. Or street smart.
I don't know what book smart people do. But it seemed like very technical. But even then, like, you can read, like, oh, I've read that book, that technical book, like, 20 times.
Yeah.
I have memorized. But if you're not having that, like, critical thinking, it's not going to be worth it. Like, you can preach it. I know people that can word for word talk about what they read in a book. And they're like, how are you going to translate that? How are you going to put that into use? And they're like, oh.
And yeah, exactly. They don't know how to. I'll go into mine. We'll go into that too. But okay, do you have any more of that?
I don't want to even bash any one of them.
It's not even bashing. Like, we're still going on pros for why it's good to be book smart. And it's not a bad
thing. Yeah, I'll just wait. Like, we'll go through all this. And after we go both back and forth, I'll go into, like, what I feel like. It's good and bad. Like, okay, more generalized.
Here's one for me for the pros on book smart is you can argue for multiple sides of an argument or topic. Like,
yeah, I get that, but that, I think that lies too in the whole thing. Like, you better have some street smarts too.
True that,
because you have to be able to read people.
Thank you. Okay, no. Okay, hold on. we can go into the cons too, though. Yeah. Like, there are a lot of fucking cons.
Okay, okay.
I think I actually have more.
The cons
are
going to be great.
Okay. Do you have, hopefully, the most accurate descriptions of, and accurate of, actually more accurate information? Because like you said, retaining information. Like, someone that's a science whiz, like, oh, this and this makes that fucking on the periodic table type of deal.
Yeah, but you're stuck on a rail.
True that. But, like, to explain to someone or, like, oh, this happened in 1914, the war.
Like I said, it goes back to academics.
True. Now, to have that information on the go, like, yeah, like, that's kind of cool. Like, are you accurate? It's like, okay, I'm not exactly accurate, but mine would be, like, but it's within this time frame. Like, I might not have the exact
date. Yeah, but they're going to be a walk-in, and the joke was always, like, a walk-in encyclopedia.
Kind of.
And I can also ask them how they like meeting Alex Trebek. Apparently, that's either be a professor or be on Jeopardy.
Okay, you're really good at taking tests, I guess.
Yeah, but just go. I'm like bashing book smart people.
Okay. Now this is still that was the pros. Do we want to attack the cons?
Just go. We're doing it anyway.
Oh, you started up, man.
Let's do cons. Book smart. And like I said, it all goes with extreme. I know people like you can't the con. To being book smart is you're not able to translate a lot of people. Like, like I said, this is all extreme because I know there's going to be people that are like, well, I'm book smart, but I can do this. I'm like, yeah, because you learn the benefit of balance.
Yeah.
But extreme, like I said, I've known the extreme book smart people. The cons is from them was that she couldn't translate like everything she knew. She's like, oh, she got straight A's in school. She was able to like cruise to school and all that. But she just couldn't get the whole like basic stuff was like, how do you not know? I don't even remember what it was, but it was like something like pumping cast or but like, oh, I can't figure it out. I'm like, but you have like straight A's, you have like a degree, but you can't figure out
the simplest tasks.
Yeah. The simplest basic task.
Day to day. You fucking task.
Cause it's not, cause all those require critical thinking that requires, seeing something and figuring it out and kind of, understanding things. When you're book smart, the con is, extreme book smart is that you're, I guess you feel like you're on a rail. Like you feel like you're great at going from A to B. You need a structured path.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
And once you're off that path and you're on your own, you're like, hey, guess what? You're off the path. Time to you make decisions. But your whole time you're used to other people making decisions for you.
You kind
and following
a book you've read. And it's like there's
from
no,
beginning to end.
And there's no fucking book. The book about life. Like, there's no...
So a lot of people can't even figure out, like, oh, I don't know how to, like, basic, like... What was it?
Pumping gas is a fucking big one, dude.
But just basic stuff. And I think it's your day-to-day life, just seeing a problem in front of you and critical thinking. That's a basic thing.
What do you have? Do you have anything else on top of that?
No.
Okay. I went to... I don't know if it's going to be bad. Like, it makes you socially awkward.
Yeah, because the same thing. You're not used to kind of being like
you don't know how to be a people fucking person.
You're so used to somebody awkward. Telling you what to do,
Or you're so used to having your head in a fucking book, you haven't experienced life to interact with fucking people.
Or a lot of times too, it's like you're so busy going to school the whole time and studying all this stuff that when you're out, you miss a lot of important time when you learn a lot of these things. You're able to make these mistakes, and, you know. Because I know people that they went like great, yeah, they have 2 degrees now. But they missed out all the time. So, like, maybe now they're making mistakes.
Yeah.
So, okay. Stuff like that. So, they're kind of behind. They might be ahead of everyone else education-wise, but they might be behind everyone else in normal just
social situations.
Situations.
Okay. So, that was mine. I also hit, so socially awkward. Mm-hmm. But I guess this would also be / no people skills because of that particular reason. Another disadvantage? Fuck me. Shit, I guess not people person. I guess in a certain way it makes you kind of rude because you think you know so much and you're kind of rude to people because, I'm smarter than you.
I know all this stuff, but they're...
Okay, is that fucked up to say? It's not fucked up to say, though, no, right?
That's funny. Back in my day, I used to do a lot of trivia.
And you still do. And you're good at
it. Well, yeah, right? And it's fun, but my trivia is more like... Kind of more like a common just trivia, common like knowledge and stuff like that, TV stuff, just stuff I pick up along the way. It's funny because I've been good at trivia, but it's not because I'm book smart. I hate saying that because you sound like I'm not. Like,
I mean, you can retain knowledge. Like,
yeah, I'm good at kind of picking up stuff and just finding useful stuff and just retaining
and
it that
honestly,
way.
Honestly, you're a fucking smart cat, dude.
But it's more like I'm able to just... See, I'm like, okay, this might come in handy or just retain certain things. But I've never liked, book learning.
Hashtag, oh my God.
Hashtag book learning.
Hashtag last episode.
But I've always been good at one of my random kind of like things.
Okay,
but
which we had a funny conversation about that.
But we'll have one about trivia one day. But what I was going with was with... In trivia, I've met people who are kind of like me because I work out because I'm kind of like the wild card because I'm kind of like I can help out in any subject where I'm the one that kind of like pretty much just like makes everyone a little bit better.
And I buy that because, I mean, the sports questions, like if they go into sports, it's like, oh, fuck, dude, Archie can fucking nail these. Like, I know you. Like, you just not just retain information, but you fucking just pay attention to fucking...
Yeah.
Because you're so analytical with numbers. Yeah. Like, I know that about you. So
yeah.
Talking stats with you is fucking nuts because we talk stats all the fucking time, really.
I know. I'm like, oh,
especially talking sports.
This is going to be a great game because it's starting at one and the player hits really great, like...
on a sunny day.
On a sunny day or something like that.
Okay, so
anyway, with trivia...
Go ahead.
Oh, no. So, anyway, with trivia, I've met people who are like me... who can kind of just a little bit of everything. They're kind of the wild card.
Yeah.
And then I've met people through Booksmart, and they always do carry themselves like, oh, well, I went to the University of blah, 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 and I have these degrees, and yeah, I'm really good at, like authors and certain, yeah. like oh, or certain numbers or knowing certain. I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't, like, they always seem to be a little bit more cockier because they're like, oh, because I went to, I'm like, so, like, I don't, what are you doing now? Well, I'm writing a book. I'm like, yeah. You writing? Well, I'm still writing it, or I'm living with, like.
Well, I'm still writing a bunch of books and screenplays.
So yeah, but you don't just, like, throw around, like, the whole, like, I went to university for, like, 10 years, blah, blah, blah. Like,
oh, to get my writing degree?
Yeah,
to get my, so I can just write, because, learn how to write. Because I think I can write.
Yeah, so instead of you just write, because you're like, I'm just going to work on what I want to do and just do it. You know, instead of trying to, like, prepare for it, I just go into it and learn from there. But I've met people like that.
Agreed. Okay. And those people are. Off-putting?
Some of them are, but I think the best people I know, like I said, were always more well-rounded. But they knew how to, the whole middle ground, like, they were smart, and they knew how to use the knowledge they had picked up along the way.
And they were fucking social, too.
Yeah, okay, and everybody had their strengths, and that's the part, you gotta be social.
Now let's hit the fucking pros and cons of... Let's hit the pros of fucking street smart. I mean, I think, honestly, just like you... I think I'm in the middle, and I have a little bit of both.
Oh, yeah, okay.
If I go to a party where it's like, oh, fuck me, like, this is going to suck because I don't belong at this party because everyone in the room is smarter than me. But once you, that's a cheesy conversation that nobody else might not be into, and it's like, what are you doing? I'm checking my fantasy football league. Oh, my gosh, you're in it too? And then talking sports, and you can pick it up with someone that's smart, and it's like, being down to earth is
in that difference. Yeah, and that's the tough part. Like, it's all like... I think that's where it comes down to wit. With the ability to have knowledge and know how to use it.
Exactly.
So, I'll jump in real quick. So, my wife, her family is very all about knowledge. A lot of them, like, they expect to go to the university. A lot of them have degrees.
Okay.
Her cousins are, like, lawyers, musicians, all this stuff. So, when I first met them, we're dating. I'm like... Ooh, it's kind of like those things like my, well, girlfriend at the time, but wife now, she warned me. She's like, hey, don't get offended. They're kind of like, they take pride in their knowledge.
Which is good.
So,
but
she's like, and she even told me later on, she's like, this is a test. See if you can either, either you go like we call it hit for hit.
Yeah.
Or you back off and you're like, oh, you get offended.
Yeah.
So first time I went in there. It's stupid. Like, I think I got one of her cousins' respect because, like, I brought up, like, Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
Well, because he was saying, like, oh, I've traveled the world. I was living in a boat.
And
I
he's one of those guys. The one-upper guy.
Yeah, I was living in a boat. But he's a cool guy. Like I said, this is when I first met him.
Yeah.
Boat. And I'm like, oh, was this, like, a three-hour tour that you were on or something? Or something like that. And he's like, wait, what?
And I'm like, over his head?
Yeah. And he's like, wait, what? I'm like, dude, it's Gilligan's Island, man. And he's like, oh. Oh my God, you got me. Like, oh, but after that, they're like, cool. Like, this guy can, like,
break the ice.
He doesn't shy away from, like, and the same thing, too. I have friends that have a lot of degrees and I can hang with them, but I can also, like, hang and, you know, you gotta have that balance and go back and forth.
You really do. Like, I have both, friends on both sides
of the fence. It sounds terrible.
But, like, I feel like I'm the middle ground, and it's like, if shit needs to go down, I have those boys. And if I need to have an intelligent conversation with my friends, like, I have those friends, too.
Yeah, like, the compliment my wife's giving me, she's like, I like that we can go in any conversation and you're comfortable.
Yo, fuck yeah.
And I'm that's like, yeah. Because, like, I know, like, I can go up and down wherever I want. But that's because of the practice and just knowing your strengths and weaknesses and just knowing how to read people.
Okay, so now let's hit our pros for street smart.
Okay.
What do you got for street smart? Like, what are the pros of being street smart?
That you do well on the street.
No. Yeah.
Okay, it's funny because I feel like I tend to be more toward the street smart. Where I, street smart's good because it helps in your day-to-day life. But if the extreme, I think the extreme one is for people get in trouble. Because one thing is street smart, like, able to maneuver your life easier. Another street smart, hardcore street smart, it's more like you're doing shady stuff. and you're learning to live on the street. Kind of, you're learning the way, the, how to grease the wheel, how to do all the...
Kind of sounds bad, but yeah, dude.
But the benefits, okay, so that the benefits of street smart is you learn how to do social engineering.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
You know how to grease the wheel, how to talk to people, a lot of social stuff, because you're like, I don't have the education to back it up, so I need to be able to talk and like talk people out of into situations and out of situations. So you're just really good, and I think that's where more your wit comes into it, because if you're witty, you can talk your way in and out of anything and make people believe really as much as you want to believe.
True, and I don't want to say this because this is going to go now into a con, and I don't want to. Is the con is you kind of sound like a con man? We'll go into those, I guess, because mine are weird.
I keep picturing. I keep picturing. What's your boy Batman?
Dick Grayson.
No. The actor.
What do you mean?
The one that was like, I'm acting here.
Oh, Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
No, dude.
No. It reminded me of Christian Bale and Newsies. That's Street Smart.
Oh, okay.
Anybody watch Street Smart? Anybody watch Newsies? Christian Bale Newsies?
Yeah.
That's kind of Street Smart, where like, because you need it to survive.
Which you really do. You really
do. So that's mentality. Either you think, and when you're on the street, you got to be able, like I said, get yourself out of situations. But that's extreme.
I kind of like it, but technically, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, what else you got?
Were you saying pros?
Yeah, so pros for Street Smart.
Yeah, Street Smart, like, it just goes basic. Because
this is the one list I just went off on. Like, okay, now I have a lot of ammunition. Like, you know what?
With Street Smart, for me, I'm just going to, like, pretty much lump it all together. It's where you can just work your way in anything. You have the wit. You can handle day-to-day life. Because guess what? A lot of your life is Street Smart. It needs your Street Smart. It can be just going to work, going gas. And you're like, oh, I ran out of gas. I might figure this one out.
Yeah.
Or my car broke down. Or, crap, I forgot this. I forgot my wallet. How am I going to figure this one out? So it's more of the critical thinking. It's hardcore critical thinking, you know, than book smart. Because book smart, like, yeah, I don't know who shot Alexander Hamilton in that famous duel. That's not going to help me get gas.
Aaron Burr.
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to help me get gas.
True.
You know, or like stuff like that. Retaining like, oh, stupid I know, like, that. Yeah, I know the, what is it, the, I think
that's so smart. What's photosynthesis?
Or makes process that, or what scuba stands for. Who knows that?
Yeah, right. Stupid random fucking facts. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know
what and scuba. We all have them.
I forgot my wallet, but I can tell you what scuba means.
Yeah. I don't know how to use one, but yeah, I know exactly what it means. Yeah, true that.
Yeah.
Okay, what else you got for pros? Because this is, again, the one where I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. These are the pros for being street smart. And mine are, honestly, I think
survival.
I took the analytical approach, but go for it, dude.
I think when you're street smart, is more survival. You're more of the ability to adapt to any situation. But like I said, I like it more because, like, you know, I think it's a different kind of intelligence too.
It kind of.
In its own way. So it's more like putting knowledge into action.
Yeah.
As opposed to putting action or knowledge into a filing cabinet in your brain and not you, like just having it filed away.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead.
Okay, mine would be I think the street smart people are a little bit more open minded.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, that's a stupid one, but it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, I want to say I'm from both, but it's like, you know what? We're a little bit more open minded. Survival for sure. It is up there. It is fucking up there because. I mean, you really have to know what's going on in the world on a grounded, real-world aspect as opposed to what books teach you, which is...
And books like Perfect Worlds.
Oh, you don't live exactly. Fairy tales. I mean, and for the most part.
Yeah, and Street
Smart. Unless you're a history major where you're going to give me exact dates of shit that happened.
Remember, history is told by the victors, not the losers.
Exactly, and those stories are even better sometimes.
How are you learning? You learn how to win by, you know, you're not going to learn anything.
Okay, so that one would still have to be a part of survival is like how to handle... fucked up situations.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one would be for me. We have to use our problem solving abilities like on the go as opposed to book smart, I guess, would be more, I guess, analytical.
Yeah.
But we're like, no, okay, let's not go with our gut instinct, but let's. What's the best situation out of this situation right now to fix it? It's not a quick band-aid. It's just like, all right, no, fuck it. Yeah. I need to figure that out.
Bookmart is planning.
Kind.
Smart is adapting to the situation as it's happening.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Let me see what else. Kind of, again, goes to the whole open mindset is having a more genuine interest in people around you.
Well, yeah, because you know it's going to benefit you to the most that you can. It's funny.
Which is the con for Booksmart is you're not social enough. So at least we've interacted with so many fucking people.
You see the importance.
So many fucked up people.
You see the importance of having knowledge everywhere you can find it. So I go into somewhere where I'm like, it's going to benefit me to be on this person's side. Or it's going to benefit me to maybe have this person just because they're really good at this. So knowing how to, let's say the whole people skill, knowing how to use people's strengths as your own strengths too.
Yep.
But that's the thing. You need to be social. You need to be able to talk to people and just be able to read a room in a way.
Exactly. And
know where your exits are.
Which goes exactly with my last one is we have the ability to adapt to any situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it goes back to the whole, oh, I read this in chapter two of this and this is a situation that was given to me. It's like, no. What situation is given to you right now, and you have to be ready to adapt to any situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a bad thing. Let's dissect now the fucking cons of fucking of Street Smart.
No cons, all ups, no downs. Street Smart would be like...
This one made me feel like, ooh.
Okay, but here's the thing with Street Smart, too. It's like you're living more in the now. As Book Smart, you're preparing and trying to learn from previous mistakes. So as Street Smart, you can be like, oh crap, I'm in a situation, or like, ooh, this isn't working out the way I hoped. I can, you know, talk to some people, do something, and I can make the best of my situation.
Yeah.
As with that, but if you have the knowledge of a book of people who are book smart,
yeah,
you're able to either plan ahead or know of like certain mistakes and just kind of take a view from the outside looking in, as opposed to Street Smart, where you're kind of in it, so you might miss some stuff because you're in the middle of it.
Okay.
So the cons, I think it's more, you might make more mistakes because you didn't prepare or you're not as knowledgeable as you could be in the situation.
Okay, true that. Anything else for the cons of a, why this cons of Street Smart? Because this is one where I'm like, got more critical about, I guess, myself in general. And it was kind of self-reflective, which is weird. Because do you think a book smart person would be like, ooh, no, I'm better than myself to be thinking low of myself? When it's like, no, in actuality, maybe we should look at ourselves to better ourselves?
Like I said, it's still going to balance because what you're seeing tunnel vision, where book smart is tunnel vision, as Street Smart is more like you're just constantly on the swivel, your head's on the swivel.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to go like, cool, react. So.
And then I have two final things before we go into what we're going to go into. Disadvantages for me is going to be, honestly, and this is a thing, is people look down on you as if you were essentially stupid, dumbed-downed, or dim-witted.
Yeah. Watch Newsies. Same thing. Oh, okay. Pulitzer.
Same thing. Let's talk about Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
Like, he was a great... Yeah. Janitor, and he didn't want to go to school, and he was intelligent as fuck, and he just didn't need to prove how smart he was. He didn't need to prove he was the smartest person in the room. But when you come across those assholes, and when you can smoke them in a conversation, it's like, yeah.
But here,
go ahead, go.
Here's the thing, too. This came up again. I always talk to my wife about this. It comes up. It's like people who talk about it, more likely not, aren't about it.
True. So, that. I got
because, like, the people who are confident, you know, have the, like, okay, I have the intelligence. I know I can handle myself. I know this and that. They don't talk about it because they're sure about themselves. The people that talk a lot about it, I think they're trying to do like a smoke screen and kind of like hit you with so many things. They're like, wow, this guy's like, gee, look, I can freaking judo chop you.
So that's a con of being street smart?
Because people are really going to...
You're throwing so much information at
people
them.
People that are really like more balanced are going to be like, this guy's full of shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because balance.
But the street smart can catch, oh, this guy's full of shit.
Yeah, like, but because it's still once more.
We're bullshit detectors.
Yeah, but like I said, but it'll come back to the balance. So once we get to the end, I'll go more into that. So.
Yeah, and then I guess the last part, which again was more like, and I've been in these situations where it's like, yeah, I've had those exes before where it's like, I walk into a family and they're like fucking highly educated and they got degrees and they're doctors. And it's like, people think you're just uneducated in general. And that's, honestly, like I said, self-reflective. Like, this is one where I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, this is going to be shitty to say. But honestly,
I
does it worry me? No. because I don't have a degree. I have college. I've taken psychology classes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, philosophy classes, like courses. I've taken radio broadcasting that I bailed off after a month. And guess what the fuck I'm doing right now? It's like a third
job. Stupid. When is this going to come in handy?
Exactly, right?
So with me, like, I don't, this is weird. I am visual. I'm more visual and audio than I am, like, book. Like, I retain so much more from, like, audio books or audio, like, podcasts.
Someone needs to tell you something. You need to hear it in your ear.
I need to just listen, because I need to, like, kind of let it pass through me and have ability. Because I feel like that way I can be doing other stuff and be retaining stuff at the same time. Okay. I'm huge into podcasts. I listen to podcasts about everything.
You ever, like, heard about the Comic Syndicate? I heard they're
really cool. Oh, my guys. God, that guy. Just so, like, the Lonely Man Hour. I did, but I'm like, oh, my God, this guy.
It's going to be a short show, guys.
It's a short show. I like how he talks with himself. He's like, oh, so alone. Here by myself, alone.
Continuing on.
No, good podcast. I know the guy.
Julius Caesar also pretty dope.
No, anyway. He's a cool guy. He's a pretty handsome guy.
Okay, so back to our topic. Okay, so the last thing, I guess, precursor before we – I sent you a test. Or do you want to toss out Anton? Because I got one more thing before
– No, I want to talk about myself. We're going to jump into the quiz. I want to talk about myself.
Okay, cool. So before that, a lot of people, intelligent, quote-unquote people, know how to play chess.
Yeah.
I love the fuck out of chess. But I live my life like it's a chess game.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know how to play chess. A lot of intelligent people don't know how to play chess. So when somebody is like, do you know how to play chess? It's like one of those things, do you know how to shoot pool? No. The people that think they're better than what they are, like, I can play chess straight up. But it's like, it's not a braggart thing, but it's like, it's an intelligence thing. You have to set your moves up 20 moves in advance. You have to be willing to sacrifice even your goddamn fucking queen.
For the greater good.
Yeah, and I'll sacrifice my bitch right off the fucking bat if it means, oh no, you fell into my trap. Like, I'm going to dissect you on a chessboard.
We're still talking about chess, right?
Yeah,
you're worried about that.
Yes, we're talking about chess.
Ooh, anyways, back to chess.
But again, it's not necessarily a smart person's game. If you know how to play, it's like, ooh, how – and again, that's the way I live my life, though. Like, I have to set up 20 moves in advance. That way it's like, okay, what move are you going to make?
Here's, like, another thing where, like, it's going to go back.
Is that a test of
balance. I think the truly smart people find the balance, find the ability to take the strengths of both sides and combine to one and become Voltron. In a way, okay. Voltron of, like, kicking ass.
So Sun Tzu, the Art of War. Like, I love the fuck reading out of that.
Not just being able to kick ass, but being able to, like, mentally and physically kick an ass. Yeah, I value knowledge. But the balance. Same, dude. Yeah, the balance of knowledge. I never felt comfortable with, like, I always feel like, okay, I always felt like I was behind on things, so I was always trying to, like, be as knowledgeable as possible because I wanted to be ready for any situation.
Same,
even though I never felt reading.
I love the fuck out of reading. I love the fuck out of writing. Yeah, but I was never
kind of me. Like I said, I'm numbers. I love it.
You're more analytical.
Yeah.
But I know that about you.
Numbers are more beautiful than words sometimes.
You're fucking Good Will Hunting.
Like, I look at numbers, I'm like, ooh, this telling me a story. That's why as a kid, that kid that just stared at baseball stats all day. But so one day we were going to do, like, let's do trivia. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know how I'm going to do because, like, all these smart people, all this stuff like that. And
it's kind of discouraging.
Yeah. And I'm like, screw it, let's go.
Yeah.
And I kicked ass. And I told my wife on the way home, like, this is very satisfying, knowing that I was able to mix it up with, like,
everything.
Like, people with, like, 2 degrees.
Yeah.
All walks of life. Like, people who been going to school for 10 years, and I was able to, like, mix it up with them.
Hang with them.
But the reason is because I have whatever knowledge, I use it to the best of my ability, and also I have the wit. I'm able to have conversations with them and talk to them and all that stuff.
You call that wit?
It's super witty. Very, very witty. All right, so we're going to go now.
I'm still laughing. Okay. Okay, so I sent you a link to a test. And it is flawed, this test. And it's supposed to, if you need your monster. Our test is pretty much, a percentage breakdown of are you book smart?
Was it 35 questions?
Or street smart. And it was 35 fucking questions. And I sent it to Victoria as well.
Oh, our executive producer?
Yeah.
I'm like, because she got stuck at like number one.
She's like, ooh, I don't have a car.
Well, there you go.
I'm out.
Thank you, executive producer.
But she would be more street smart. Obviously.
I think she's well-balanced. Like, I mean, I think you still got knowledge. Well, she doesn't drive, so.
She doesn't. Okay.
She's more booked. Right now, she's more booked, but I think street knowledge, street stuff comes along.
Okay, now.
But you also have to drive, so you have to be on the street to be able to.
It doesn't sound. Okay, but let's look at it this way. It was flawed. Like, the test was flawed.
Yeah, you have to drive.
And listeners, please, if you guys want the link, we're going to figure out a link either on a Twitter poll or we're going to put it somewhere where you guys can just click on this same trivia we took for ourselves.
Take the test. You can knock it out in, like, 5 minutes? It's 35.
5 minutes?
5, 10 minutes. Yeah.
And we both took it, and do you want to give your results? Are you the father?
I am the father.
Okay, what do you
I
have?
I am the father and the uncle. How does that work?
That's terrible. Is that
and his college roommate.
Exactly. Okay, go for it. So the test I sent you guys, what were your results? And it's, going to let you know book smart or street smart.
Go ahead. Okay, so mine came out, you are 100% street smart.
Okay. Dip into this. How do you feel about that?
I was happy with it because I always kind of figured myself as street smart. So, like I said, it always came back down to the balance. I always try to be the middle ground. You know, I always felt my strength was more like critical thinking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I was kind of laid with. But also at the same time, I'm like, the more you know, the better equipped you are, you know? So just.
No one has half the battle, though.
Go, Joe.
Thank you for catching.
Ding, ding. No more, you know. But that's why I was happy with it because I've noticed the balance is what's key. Because I've known people on both sides. So I was always. But the thing is, too, that I was
aware.
I'm aware.
You're self-aware, for sure.
Yeah, self-aware of, like, that.
Which I did put down. Fucking look at the last one, dude. More self-aware, and I put question mark.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doubting myself on more self-aware, and that's literally
but
the
But I think
last
that's
one.
When you know your weakness is how you can really grow strength. Because if you know, you're able to acknowledge that you have a weakness or see more than what's more than meets the eye. The Transformer. Autobot, Decepticon. But.
Decepticon.
But the ability to be aware and see things for more than they are. And also the awareness to see the knowledge. To see like that's going to come in handy. Mm-hmm. To be able to just file away stuff. You might never need it. But guess what? Me knowing about scuba came in great. Because for that 1 second, I looked super smart. I was like, how the hell does this kid know?
Oh, my gosh. The one Victoria and I were talking about today was hilarious.
Oh, we had like a 10-minute conversation about scuba?
No, about fucking states. We can name everything states. Alphabetical
fucking. Oh, because our executive producer, Victoria, she's like, what's one thing you learned in school that's come in handy? And I'm like, random.
Stupid facts, yeah.
And that's what I came up with, like, I know what scuba stands for. And I'm like, really? I'm like, yeah. And also, I don't know what the other one is.
Those are long stories alone. And we're going kind of long. We can go as long as we want. This is the longest deep dives we've gone into.
Still haven't scraped the surface.
We haven't. And this is what's cool about this. This is a throwaway fucking episode.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be someone's drive to work, hopefully.
Both ways.
Probably. But, like, imagine if we finally, like, the first episode I started to write for us is going to be very, very descriptive. And you're going to love the fuck out of it. And I already have the title for that already.
Okay.
And you're going to love it. But, okay. How do you feel about it? Because I want to talk about how much work I put into this. And just because I'm not book smart, necessarily, I do think I'm book smart. My creativity level is fucking through the fucking roof.
But that's your balance. I think you'll be able to have success in, like, making friends and, like, and just everything you do is because you find that balance. You know? Because you can – one thing is, like, oh, I'm really good at, like, my writing or anything I do creativity-wise, like – but you know how to put it into practice and how to make it useful and see it toward your benefit, you know? Because you like going to the cons. If you weren't, like, had that street smart,
Oh, fuck.
Your con experience would have been like walking around to quiet to yourself
lost,
and left.
Lost.
But since you have
the round table.
But you have the stupid round table. We're going to have an episode just about round tables.
Things that lost their meaning.
Yeah, that one time meant something like cutting room floor.
Yeah, we have a lot table, of stuff these like guys. That.
So we got another one. But that helps you out because you're able to have the knowledge to hang in a conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, quick one. Like, same thing with the brews because I love drinking beer. It sounds terrible. I love craft brews.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff is like being able to have the knowledge and like having a conversation when they'll be like, so what is your favorite? And I'll explain, like break it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And having that knowledge and using it in a situation where when the conversation and the people are like,
we've had that conversation about the clam beer.
Oh yeah,
I still have that.
Yeah, so one day we'll
drop that in for you guys. It's like a 5-minute conversation we have.
Yeah, but see, like, that's where it's benefited just having that balance and having the ability to be smart enough to know when to use what knowledge and all that, and just retaining it.
Agreed. Okay, so mine would be took the same fucking test and 150% street smart.
Oh fuck!
Now it
I thought, wait, that doesn't make any sense. How you can't be more than 100%? Doesn't matter.
I'm beyond street smart, dude. But again, like I don't need to prove myself to anyone.
Yeah.
Like, we both play sports. We're both knowledgeable on so many fucking things. So is Carl, minus the whole physical.
Yeah, another thing.
yeah. But I love the fuck out of Carl. But like, we've got a bit up of every type of knowledge.
He gets annoyed with our sports talk.
Totally.
He's like, I don't know who's gonna number 5th pitcher on the 10th day. And I'm like, oh, you don't.
But I back it up. I was hoping it would be like 50-50. And then when I saw 100%.
But I think it's like I said, it's gonna go
street smart. I don't mind it.
I'd rather be street smart with the knowledge to assist it, to kind of like know exactly how to pull that.
And I don't mind when somebody pulls the smart card. It's like, all right, cool. Well, then tell me about it.
But when you're street smart and witty, like have that knowledge, you're able to like dance around.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Like I can fucking juggle chainsaws for you all night long.
Being
sick
witted.
Yeah, telling you about, you know, all right, fuck. Well, let's have a conversation.
Then. Let's dance.
I love the fuck out of it. And I'm not disappointed either, dude. So,
no, cool. I got what I felt I wanted. But now I'm disappointed because I thought 100% was the most you can get.
You know, 150%.
But apparently 150%.
So, guys, we went long on this one, but it was just a fun conversation.
It was fun. Like another conversation. Open conversations for anybody. Just maybe stuff we missed.
And this was one I literally wrote up for us. And you're like, what do we have? And I'm like, no, you're going to lead this one? No.
Let's just go.
And we're jumping back and forth. So you guys are going to hear, we don't know what order we're going to put them in. We don't know when you guys are going to hear this. It's not good enough to be an episode, but are we getting there? Did you guys hate it? Do you guys agree with this? Are you guys book smart or street smart? Well, I'm going to put up a Twitter poll, actually. Yeah. And I'm going to put it everywhere I can and be like, how do you guys feel in your life? Are you book smart or street smart? I want to know everyone's. I'm going to put it on Instagram, on Facebook, and just let everyone know. Like,
good opinion. Because more, how self-aware are you, too?
And that's the purpose of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes is we want everyone to be involved in the conversation piece. And, like, you're an asshole for not saying this, or you guys weren't analytical about that. And it's like, you left this point out. No, tell us.
I want to hear from them book smart people.
You know what?
Because I think since we're more street smart, we kind of have a hard time. So I want to hear somebody who feels that they're street smart and how the benefit. I want to hear the benefits of book smart.
I know a few book smart people that listen to the Comic Syndicate, and it's kind of cool. If they listen to this, fuck, I'm curious what the fuck, how the fuck they feel.
Hey, there's street smart people I love. There's book smart people I love. Like, I'm just what I am. So I can only talk from what I am. So I want to hear from book smart people.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean you're smarter. It just means you're not self-aware.
Different kind of knowledge.
Yeah, for sure. All right, RG, our listeners, where can they find you?
You can find us on Facebook at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast. On Instagram at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. And you can also email us questions or whatever you want at the email is deepdivesandrabbitholes@gmail.com. So any questions, anything, hit us up there.
I keep forgetting we have an email.
Okay, I know, I do too. I'm like, oh yeah, I got an email. You know, and also you can find me on Twitter at RG Flores on Twitter.
You guys can always find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find me at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. Deep Dives are at Deep Dives are on Twitter. Definitely hit us up there. We're going to see what happens. And again, these are just strictly throwaway episodes. If you guys like them, cool. We're going to be more on point and descriptive and to the point with more facts for you guys. These are just opinion pieces just so we can get used to recording together.
Yeah, and thanks everyone who's had their, you know, shared their opinions and shared just anything, you know, any thoughts on the podcast.
Yeah.
And also thanks for everyone's patience as we're trying to just iron everything out.
Yeah. So Eric, thanks for hitting me up, dude. He's always hitting us up for about like, dude, you guys should talk about this. You guys should talk about this. It's like, we need to refine this. This coal so it becomes a diamond.
Keep screaming to get that diamond.
All right, guys. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you guys next week.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Late.